You know Avraham Avinu, our holy grandfather Avraham Avinu? He prayed to God for the first time. You know, thank God you and I, we're praying all our lives, but did you ever taste the first time? Okay, here's a story. I gave a concert in a city. In the first row, I saw a beautiful couple, husband and wife, sitting, and they were so serious. I could see they're drinking in every melody, every word, every story. After the concert, I managed to ask them to drive me back to the hotel. We arrived in the hotel, and I said to them, "Who are you? There's something so special about you." So he says, "You have to tell him it's your story." So this is what she said. Prayed for the first time? She says to me, "I want you to know, I'm coming from a family, 5 generations they've never set foot in a synagogue. Same goes for my husband. For me, it's not that they didn't believe in God. I believe there is no God. You know, some people tell you, an atheist, if you put a knife in his back, he'll start praying. Not for me. For me, God did not exist. Same for my husband. We met in high school, we got married. I was 18, he was 19. And he, my beautiful children, open your heart. She's telling me. I had 8 miscarriages. By now I was 28. I was at the end, I was at the end. We tried one more time, and the greatest miracle, I'm already in my 9th month. I was so careful, I barely left the house. One morning I woke up, just didn't feel so good. I went to the doctor. You know, friends, sometimes doctors are very cruel. The doctor says to me, "I told you the whole time you won't make it. You just don't have the make for children. You're losing your baby in 2 hours. I walked out, it was clear to me that I have to commit suicide. I cannot live like this anymore. The only thing I couldn't decide, should I jump off the bridge or go home, write my husband a letter, and then turn on the gas? I decided this is what I'm going to do. Took a cab, went home. You know, friends, anything which doesn't interest you doesn't register. She says to you, "Know, I'm coming out from the cab. When I look at the street for the last time, I didn't know that opposite my house there was a little synagogue." Suddenly had this flash. Nobody can help me anymore. Maybe there is one God. Maybe there is somebody who does listen to prayers. Till today, I don't know what happened to me. I walked over to the other side. Miraculously, the synagogue was open. And how did I know? I don't know. I walked up to the Holy Ark. I opened the Holy Ark. And I prayed to God for the first time. Just, you know how awesome this is? First time standing before God. Say, Master of the world. Master of the world, I'm begging you, I'm crying before you. Let me have a child. But I wanted to do something for God also. The only thing I knew is that Jewish women kindle lights Friday night. I said, Master of the world, I swear to you that I will kindle lights Friday night, Friday night. I want you to know, suddenly my heart wasn't heavy anymore. I knew God had heard my prayers. I walked out from the synagogue, went to my house. Most of my friends were not religious, but there's one woman whom I knew. I called her up immediately and I said, please, it's a question of life and death. I need you. It was Thursday afternoon and I was planning really to ben shlich tomorrow, but I didn't know how to do it. She was a very beautiful lady. She came right over. I told her my story. She says, please show me how to kindle lights. She says to me, you know, that's not so simple. You cannot kindle lights Friday night and then serve shrimps. I says, I'll do anything in the world, just I want to have my baby. They happen to be very wealthy people. She says to me, within 2 hours, I had a new kitchen, new stove, new dishes, new everything. But then she says to me, I hate to burden you, but how can you ben shlich and keep Shabbos of your husband? It's in his business. So I said, I'm divorcing my husband. I'm keeping Shabbos. Went to the phone and I called him my husband. We have 2 huge department stores. Said to my husband, do you know that Shabbos begins tomorrow 5:20? If you're not here by 5 o'clock, if the store is not closed by 5, I'll divorce you. And I can understand her husband. Oh, he says, sure. You just tell me when you want me to close my business and I'll be there. He was sure I lost my mind. She says, I want you to know I have 2 beautiful children and have 1 number 3 on the way. A few months later, I passed by the city again, had to change planes. I miss this couple so much. Gaval, do they know about God? Gaval, do they know there is one God in heaven? I call them up and she says, oh, my husband's already on his way. He's picking you up. As I mentioned, they live in a palace. I came to their house and the house was already filled with people. She had called all the people who remembered me. I walk in and she says to her husband, please, let me show Shlomo. She takes me to another room, another room, another wing, another wing, another wing. Finally, we come to another wing of the house. She turns on the light. The table is set. It was only Tuesday night. The table was set. And there are already candles in the menorah for the next Shabbos. She says, do you know, right after my husband makes Abdullah, put on candles for next Shabbos. Where would I be without the candles of Shabbos? But this is not the end of the story. You know, everything real and holy has a chain reaction. I was in Miami and I wanted to tell a good story. And suddenly the story came to my mind. I told the story. A few weeks later, I get a letter and they tell me, Mazel Tov. It's a girl. And she says to me, I want you to know, when you told the story, it was exactly my story. My husband and I don't believe in God. We are members of a temple, but just socially. It was my fifth miscarriage. A few days after I heard the story, I didn't feel so good. I went to the doctor. He told me, "You're losing the baby. But thank you for the story. And I'm so grateful to God." My husband was there when I told the story. My husband and I, we went to the synagogue. Both of us fell down before the Holy Ark. And we said, "Master of the world, we swear to you we'll keep Shabbos. Give us our baby. Mazel Tov. It's a girl."